This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Want to thank Evan Thomas. Great man, gets us up and running and motivated and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday.
Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
I felt obliged to include on this album. Last verse was like this here. Well, I was drunk the day my mama got out of prison. And I went to pick her up in the rain.
That's Peyton Manning post-Country Music Awards doing some karaoke.
Oh, boy.
Huh? How about that for a special gift for Mr. David?
Play that on the Manning cast. That was something.
Yeah. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for getting that for David.
2024 NBA champions, the Bulls. You're Celtics, right?
Yeah.
Bulls. That's NBA champs.
It's Joe Biden.
They're going to win 40 games. I think Lonzo Ball said they're NBA champs too.
No, they're going to be in the playoffs.
Oh, okay. That's what Lonzo said.
And thank you, Brandon, for your contribution. Hey, it's a Layla Friday. Says Christmas doesn't come twice. Marshall Harris will be here. And we've got Dan Bernstein.
I'm pretty frustrated.
Thanks, Montez.
Blanket and frustrated about Dan.
But before he could get to pick her up in his pickup truck, he got run over by a dadgum train.
She got run over by a dadgum train.
Then he'll hang around as long as you'll let him.
Someone wrote that song as a joke, right?
David Allan Coe.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. I like Peyton Manning leaning into that role. I mean, there's to justify why they would ask Peyton Manning to be a co-host of the Country Music Awards.
Because he's a karaoke country god.
He sounds country, but he has nothing to do with country music.
I would beg to differ.
I need to hear more about this.
I just don't think I'd like Peyton Manning. I love to hear him break down, you know, the blitz and what quarterbacks need to do to get better and how they score points. Keep him away from my country music awards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Are you more interested in Manning proofing yourself or Kelsey proofing yourself? Because now that
he's good question. That's a very good question, Dan. I may need to examine my own tastes and preferences here because I do have this thing against overexposure of brother tandems.
Well, this one particularly, it's like when they say somebody actually noted that, why they're going to give him this late night talk show now, and it's going to be, and it's like, how many editors and producers are they going to lay off to pay for it?
Right.
Well, in theory, aren't they creating a new show? So therefore, there might be some hires.
Mm.
Possibly. I don't know. Usually they're the model there has been complete. It's the superstar era where they're going to pay a handful of people and all of their content is somehow going to be based on that handful of people and they'll fire everybody else.
They're
going to
Pat McAfee it.
Yeah. I think that's probably what you're worried about.
They're going to inside the NBA it.
Well, exactly. Do you remember before that it was the NBA TV deal? It was the one where the TV deal went crazy and then everybody got max contracts and then they're trying to figure out how to pay for it and people surmised it was going to lead to layoffs.
But I do like Peyton Manning. I really like Peyton Manning.
You barely watch the Manning cast and you make fun of me because I like it.
No. I make fun of you for liking it because when Bill Belichick is on, you're like, oh my gosh, Bill Belichick is on.
I really enjoy
it. I would like the Manning cast if it weren't during a football game.
Yes, yes.
That's a really good point. I would watch the replay of the game. I would watch a game twice if it meant I could watch the Manning cast.
I enjoy the Manning cast.
It interferes with my football dumb.
I'm trying to watch a football game.
Wait, then who should host the CMAs? I need to know the rest of the answer.
Brad Paisley does a great job. Carrie Underwood does a great job. Give me Tim McGraw. All right?
Give me Tim McGraw.
Okay, good actor.
Fair.
Definitely good actor.
Oh, yeah. I saw Friday Chesney. Night Lights again recently.
Did you?
Yeah.
Great. You say it holds up.
It holds up. Phenomenal.
It does.
You want an artist to host.
Yes, I like that.
Okay.
I want to know more Friday about Night the Lights personality.
Friday Night Lights does hold up. It holds up.
By the way, the reboot of Friday Night Lights, did you see that? This TV series?
I never watched it the first time.
Michael B. Jordan? My.
And I lived in Austin. I had friends and colleagues who were on the show, and I still didn't watch it.
You're from Texas.
The guy from the Sun
Nobody
Time
says
show
Texas forever in coach. Texas. Nobody. You just assume.
The guy who got the Sun Times a day early was the coach.
Coach Taylor.
They used to host a celebrity golf tournament, and I would I would interview them at high school football games. I was very involved, but I just never watched a show.
Wow. Oh,
I worked for an NBC affiliate at the time, and I got paid very low. And I think it was my former protest.
So you
I couldn't afford
up on a
DVR.
Chance to interview Connie Britton?
I interviewed all of them, but okay. I just didn't watch the show.
Great show.
I could look out the window and see Friday Night Lights every day.
One of my three favorite
Jim
all-time
Tom Sula
series.
Drive around looking for lights.
But nobody says Texas forever in Texas. I just need you to know that.
Tim Riggins does.
Not out of the mouth of people who live there.
How are you handling this glorious Friday?
Well, we are going to talk about the city's Thomas Brown affair. We've fallen in love with this man, and
you tried to name him the head coach.
Fine.
Did you hear Stacey Dales?
Classic Mully troublemaking.
Did you hear Stacey Dales? You might have been in a meeting. She compared him to Mike Tomlin.
We said it yesterday. He sounded like Tomlin.
He does sound like Mike Tomlin.
So he wants volunteers and not hostages.
but just the matter of fact is, I could not have written his comments better yesterday. If somebody said, "How do you want to coach the sound?" I could not have written that better. And after listening to Marble Mouth for 3 years, it's just so stark. This guy's going to be mayor of Chicago if they win. They score 30 points and they win. This guy, forget Alexi Giannoulias or
anybody
else.
I'm just saying that's going to forget anybody else.
Years away.
Yeah, but they're already jockeying. Thomas Brown will be in charge of the city. We'll debate the value of the novelty snow game coming up too.
We like it. Dan hates it.
I don't like it. I mean, I like the novelty. I don't think it's fair to anybody to play in that. Joe Ostrowski at 11:25, High Noon 11:40. I have a story Layla is going to absolutely love.
Yes.
Kevin Fishbane at noon. We've got Adam Hoge at 1 and the Solid Wall of Sound.
Have a great show.
All right.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.